Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Welcome along to the podcast. And Damien, great news.
What's great the news?
Remember yesterday we said if you want to take part in the podcast, we'd be happy to get you on the radio show just by simply sending an email. If you're listening to the podcast, go to adam.straney@wavefm.com.au.
We didn't get a message.
You ready for this email here?
All right, call for it. What do we got?
An email here from Nicole says, shut up in the podcast and just get on with it.
Ah.
Hey, Nicole. Great to have your company. Here it is.
Keith Urban has his own cam app. Would you believe that?
You mean Calm app, because every time you say Cam app, it sounds like he's on OnlyFriends or whatever. Like, it's not Cam app. We can't all log on and see what Keith's up to. Calm.
So you're going, Calm.
Yes, Calm.
He has a Calm app. So apparently he struggled with sleep all his life. Mm. And inspired by this, he decided to create a one-hour extravaganza of music and him singing all the rest to try and calm him down. So I thought I would give it a go yesterday because I'm a really bad sleeper.
Sure.
Really bad sleeper. You guys, look, in the career that we're all in here, breakfast radio, you want to get to bed, you want to sleep.
He starts out okay, doesn't he? But doesn't he? He puts his own... Yeah, so this is his app.
Yeah.
So it's calm and he's playing a bit of his guitar in the background.
It's beautiful.
So what, you thought you'd try it?
I thought I would try it. And I thought I did the right thing because I went to bed a little bit early last night, about 7 o'clock, because I was giving myself time.
Early.
I know, it's a bit reckless, really, because the house was still very active at that stage. There was skateboarding going on outside. There was kids roaming around. Mm-hmm. But I closed the curtains. I got the bed nice and, nice and cozy.
Okay.
Cozy. I got a nebulizer out as well.
Nice.
Kind of like the same one, the Holiday Inn incident there in
Yes.
Caused our latest breakout.
Nice work.
Yeah. But you can have them in your own house.
Yeah, okay? And you had a crack.
I had a crack. How did it go? The bed. Well, okay. Well, this is what happened. This is how it all started off. Here we go.
Oh, you're actually...
I'm in bed.
Right.
So I'm in bed.
The whole lot. Yeah. Wow.
What is all that noise inside?
Oh.
Just that.
Yeah.
Dad, can you stop skateboarding?
All the way. There's Keith. Beautiful. Oh.
So what's that?
That's my phone.
Right.
All right. And check this out.
Straney. Oh. No, I'm literally trying it. I'm in bed.
Oh, no.
No, I'm trying it right now. All right, go on. All right. Talk tomorrow. All right, bye.
Now, okay, just for the record, for everyone who's listening right now, we said I would try this out, and you called me while I was doing it.
Well, I thought you'd go to bed at least 8:30, not 7 o'clock.
I had to give myself time to get in, and it's an hour long as well. I figured I was going to sit there and listen to it all. Anyway, when I got rid of that interruption, got rid of you, I got back into the zone. The zone and into the zen.
Excellent.
We go. Oh, yeah,
okay.
Here we go.
Good, I like it. I like it.
In the end. Here comes my son.
What the hell's that?
Hey, Dad.
It's my son. Oh, Jab, I'm going to bed.
What are you doing? I wanted to show you.
No, here, once.
Even he knows.
I'm trying to go to sleep, Jay.
Oh, wow.
Okay, what did you want
to
play? What was it?
Just wanted to show you.
All right.
I mean, it's very good.
Let's do a bit of Nirvana, okay?
Good night, Dad.
Good night.
Oh, at least he was nice enough to say good night and leave you alone. That's good news. I mean, you've had a couple of interruptions.
I finally, got back in the zone. Yeah. But it's hard. I find these apps very stressful.
Oh.
I find them really stressful. I find there's too many distractions. Even him, he was starting to annoy me.
All I can hear is that skateboard.
Oh, the shucky
mat.
Jack, can you stop skateboarding?
All right, come on. All
right, here we go.
Back to bed.
What are you doing,
Dad?
Oh. Eggs. Ouch, just go. Everyone, I'm just trying to, I'm trying this. Go on, off you go. Off you go.
Little Cakey, what are you doing, Dad?
It's like, give me a break, for God's sake.
What is it you're doing there, Dad, lying down in the dark in your bed at night time? What are you doing, Dad?
You know, really, I know where I went wrong with this, guys.
Yeah.
I should have just done it in the toilet, all right? That's because it's the only place I could lock the door and no one was going to interrupt me. That's the life of parents, isn't
but
it?
But you were playing that music. Come on, mate.
Lucky if you don't get interrupted in the toilet.
That was a little bit later on.
So you thoroughly enjoyed the come out, clearly.
It stressed me out. I don't think I'll be doing it again. And Keith's a wonderful fella. I'm sure he's amazing. But even his voice was, I was like, shut up, Keith. I'm trying to sleep.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, listen, I got to tell you guys. Now, we were just talking earlier on about kids. Our kids nowadays, as parents, you know, the things that we won't let them do, but we did it when we were kids. And and you referred to your own kids as potentially being dorks.
You did.
Now, I'm going to flip that around. I think, as parents, maybe we're becoming dorks. All right? I think potentially I am.
Oh, you are a dork.
Not me. Yeah.
No, wait. You can't just say that until I've told you.
But you are a dork.
I'm an OG. I tell my kids, I'm an OG.
What's an OG?
For real.
What's an OG?
Original gangster.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's Damo.
Yeah, but you don't look like an original gangster. I wouldn't do that correlation whatsoever looking at you.
Yeah, well, you don't know what's underneath, okay? I'm an OG trapped in a old lady's body.
You didn't see the metal teeth and the gold necklaces didn't give it away?
No, I didn't. Oh, okay. I didn't see it. But
what are you talking about? What's going on?
I had never been up to Mount Kira. Now, Michelle, you wouldn't know what Mount Kira is, but around here it is a gorgeous, gorgeous spot there at the escarpment. It overlooks the entire Illawarra. You can get up there and the view is incredible. Like, it is absolutely, it's breathtaking. Went up there with the kids. The whole idea was to relax. It's an ongoing thing in my life is to relax. There's a bit out there to just get me to calm down a little bit. Mm. All right. And Eileen was like, let's get up to Mount Kira. It's going to be great. You'll get to relax. Take it easy. Now, I had never been up there. Mount Kira has these lovely bush walks or escarpment walks. And by the way, the walks kind of go along the edge of absolute cliffs. Just cliffs that just drop. All the way down. They're right down to the center of the earth, I would imagine. I would imagine that they're that deep.
You fall, you're dead.
Exactly. You fall. Now, when you go
relaxing
to place. Yeah, and even Eileen said we could do a meditation when we get there and all the rest. You know.
Wow.
Yeah, this was part of the plan. Now, my kids, just like all other kids, love to run around. They love to run around. All right? Now, I can tell you right now, there's nothing relaxing about watching your 13-year-old who loves to do parkour, spring from rocks to rocks to the cliff's edge side and back again.
Oh.
There was one point when we went very, very close. Eileen said, come on, let's get a picture close to the edge. And I was like, nah, this is close enough, you know, right here by the railings. This is close enough. All right. We couldn't even see the edge where I was. You couldn't even see. It could have been anywhere.
Yeah.
But we went closer to the edge. And that's when parkour boy starts jumping around the place. And I grabbed him. He was in no danger. And I grabbed him and said, get in here. And I dragged him into, there's all these thorn bushes.
Mm.
And
all the
thorns pierced into his leg. And there was a rock and it kind of scratched his leg. So I did more damage than he did. But I was that frazzled. I said, that's it, guys. We're out of here. We're going home.
And you left.
I packed them all up. I got
out
of there.
You left here. Well,
so am I being a dork?
Well, yeah. See? We all agree. Yeah.
And also, I saw the photo. And what's with the matching outfits, man?
Yeah.
Like, did you see the photo?
Yeah. The photo was you being matchy-matchy, mate. That's what made you a dork.
What are the things about that photo? Did you happen to notice that I'm not really in the photo. There's a photo that's up on my Facebook page where they're all sitting on the rock.
Yeah.
And I'm doing the selfie from far away. I'm not actually inland.
Yeah. We're going to share that photo on our Facebook and Instagram pages today so that you can see that Dad the Dork took the photo from not only a mile away, but also that he dressed the kids in matchy-matchy clothes.
I had nothing to do with that.
You did so.
I had nothing to do with that.
Shut up, you did too. Eileen said that it was your choice for you all to wear the orange gear.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
The following is rated MAV. It contains nudity.
Oh, yeah. What's going on?
Well, you know, I'm in Melbourne. We're locked down again. It's supposed to finish Wednesday. It's supposed to be our last day, but you know, we're not exactly optimistic. Not for any reason. It hasn't gone crazy or anything down here, the COVID, but we just
never
used
know.
Bad news.
Yeah, just never know, and it has happened before, and it got increased over time, and
yeah. But I'm one of those people. Like, I always try to think, hey, you know, there's always someone worse off than you, and there's a lot of people, you know, suffering. Obviously, not there's a lot of people sick, but there's also a lot of industries and a lot of people,
affected,
you know, suffering. Entertainers like you, Damien. I mean, you've had gigs cancelled and all that. And look, spare a thought for nudists.
all right, tell us more.
Well, the Illawarra, I have discovered, is a hub for nudists, and why wouldn't it be? I mean, you've got the weather, you've got the scenery, you've got the beautiful people, you've got everything.
You've got the escarpment so you can hide behind the trees. That's true as well.
Right?
So the nudists
everything.
Are being affected by COVID.
Before 2020, more than half of the nation's nude events happened in New South Wales, and a lot of them. In fact, three times as many nude events happen in New South Wales than any other state of Australia.
I don't believe this. Jeez.
It's the nude state.
Wow.
And a lot of them happen sort of around your patch of coastline there because it's a sexy part of the world.
Well, that's why we don't have the big banana.
You don't need it. You don't need it.
We don't need
Let's
it.
Let's be honest. Nope.
In theory, there's a lot of other things going on.
Okay.
So this is sad news for the nudists.
It is. It's just been really hard to get the gang together, you know, because you're social distancing and all of that stuff. It's been really, you've got limits on how many people can gather. It's just really hard to keep the gang together and naked.
There's one really good thing as well. I suppose when they were getting together, if there was a requirement for them to wear a mask, they could always put their undies in the face.
Oh, uh-huh. I guess.
Oh,
I guess. Yes.
Damien.
What? I'm just saying. You could still wear a mask.
Yeah.
But be in the whole McNude.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. So, I mean, look, there's, you know, people, it's just goes to show, doesn't it, that the victims...
Yeah, the far-reaching, it is far-reaching. It affects a lot of people, and spare a thought for the nudists. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Poor people have had to wear clothes for over a year now. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's been a nightmare.
Isn't that
everywhere.
That is terrible.
Just having a look at some of the nude beaches across the Illawarra, I actually thought Michelle was joking, but there is quite a few. There's at least nine beaches across the Illawarra that are known nudist beaches.
Yeah, and now that you mentioned masks, I mean, these poor people have had to wear an extra piece of clothing. Can you imagine how demoralising that's been?
That's going against their rights. I mean, they need to protest about this. When they were told to wear a mask, they need to get out there and go, hey, wait a minute.
Mm. Yeah, they said, well,
this
that'll
is a
do
bloody
me.
Bloody disgrace.
That'll dead set do me.
Mm. All those dudes walking around with budgie smugglers on their head.
Well, there you go. Look, a big shout out to all the nudists out there this morning.
Yep.
We're thinking of you guys.
You. Yeah, we see
certainly.
You guys.
Yeah. Yep. Not much of you because it's a cold morning.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Michelle, you wouldn't be aware of a place in the Illawarra called Hill 60. It's a popular spot for people to go. Certainly rock fishing.
Rock fishing,
It's a beautiful spot. It's one of those places that is just gorgeous. But over the last couple of weeks, I would say, we've had numerous, Damien, probably, six rescues there.
Yeah, some major rescues and, unfortunately, some fatalities as well. It's one of those sort of areas where the waves can rise up. You know, if you're fishing off the rocks there, we've even seen footage of actually what happens. These waves can come in and drag you out. And if you're not prepared for that, Well,
you're in strife.
As I say, you can be in a lot of trouble.
Well, on Friday, that happened again at Port Kembla's Hill 60. And this time, unfortunately, there were a few people that had lost their lives.
Yeah.
But a man who jumped into the water, he was one of the first responders. He was there on the scene almost immediately. Our mate who controlled Wave FM's Lap of the Lake, he was in the highway patrol that followed us around and made sure that we weren't breaking any laws. Unfortunately, he was following me, so we couldn't break any. Our old mate, Sergeant Nicholas Park. Nick, good morning, mate. That rescue on Friday, just talk us through what happens in your mind when you see something like that unfolding. What goes through your mind?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, look, it's one of those things that things move pretty quickly, and obviously we knew that the conditions were getting worse. You could see the weather was coming in, so you've got to make some pretty quick decisions. And there were quite a few people around, some members of the public, who were a big help too, but they were the ones that called us. And you could just see that the situation had the potential to go really badly, really quickly.
You must have been terrified, though, yourself. I mean, if you're jumping into that sort of condition, you know, there's your own... You must have a moment where, as you dive in, you're going, well, I'm putting myself at risk here as well. I mean,
yeah, you do, but I think at the same time, I think sort of training kicks in and you sort of put that aside and just focus on the task. I think that's one of the things that first responders across all agencies do. You sort of put your own concerns to the back of your mind and just focus on the goal. And, you know, I think one of the things that I've been wanting to point out as a result of this is just that the agencies work so well together. You know, the police, there was other police there that were really, really brave. They were on the rock platforms. Two of my colleagues and friends got injured, ended up spending the night in hospital as a result of it. And you know, you see the ambulance officers and the lifesavers and even the helicopter just all kicks in together, and it's pretty awesome sight to see the first responders all just work so well together.
There's no denying that you guys did a great job, but also, I mean, just in January, a policewoman died. She drowned in the Blue Mountains when she leapt in and tried to help some people who were in trouble in a similar situation. So really and truly, I mean, we have to take responsibility when it comes to these dangerous environments, especially when we're on holiday and we're tourists and we don't know, you know, that much about where we're going, don't we? I mean, are you frustrated by these kinds of situations?
Oh, definitely frustrated, you know, and thankfully at least one person survived that ordeal, but tragically two young men died, and it's so unnecessary. You know, we'd love to see people just take care, you know, especially down at that point. We know that people have died there before, and there's some things that you can do to look after yourself, and certainly wearing life vests or, you know, personal flotation devices is so important, because they can really be the difference between life and death. And I've said it before, you wear a seatbelt, but you don't wear a life jacket. So also just understanding the conditions, and although the conditions weren't atrocious, they were bad enough that the waves could cause you some really big problems. And if you don't know the conditions and you put yourself in danger there, it's really tragic to see that people have died, and it's so unnecessary.
Well, mate,
we listen to the locals. That would be the other message I'd put out. You know, the locals were there, and they weren't fishing because they realised that it wasn't safe. So if you do come down and have a bit of a look at the environment, and the locals are there, and they're giving you advice about what to do, then listen to it.
Mate, just great advice. And you know what? I know that your boss, of course, Lake Illawarra Commander Superintendent Dean Smith, he said that he was proud of every one of his officers that attended there on that scene. And, mate, you pretty much just after that rescue, you just went back to work and, you know, you just got on with your job, mate. We don't know how you do it. It's an incredible thing. I think when others are running away, the police, the ambulance, all of the other agencies are running towards something that we're all running away from, mate. So we appreciate your efforts in the community, and good on you, Parky, mate. Congratulations. Well done.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks very much. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, good on you, mate. I mean, seriously, the jobs that they do, it's just, it's incredible.
Absolutely.
You can't thank them enough, can you? You know, you just can't thank them enough. Thanks.
Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.